AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. What will the pandemic look like in the coming months? The CDC says some projections show good news. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Teams of experts predict the virus's toll in the U.S. will fall sharply by July's end. Right now, the nation's seeing about 350,000 cases and more than 4,000 deaths weekly. Under the most optimistic of several scenarios researchers considered, by July's end, there may be fewer than 50,000 weekly cases and up to 300 deaths. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the report shows the nation's not out of the woods yet, but could be very close.
Models, once projecting really grim news, now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring.
While warning the numbers could reverse if unvaccinated people do not take basic precautions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In New York, the Yankees and the Mets can increase their capacity to 100% at ballparks for home games starting May 19th, as long as fans are vaccinated against the coronavirus. Facebook is keeping in place a ban blocking former President Donald Trump's account. It follows his comments setting off the January Capitol riot. Board Chair Michael McConnell says Facebook has to come up with a definitive and clear determination in 6 months.
Indefinite penalties of this sort do not pass the international or American smell test for clarity, consistency, and transparency.
In a statement, former President Trump said corrupt social media companies must pay a political price. The National Transportation Safety Board says a small plane crashed into a house in Mississippi, killing a man inside the house, as well as a toddler and two adults who were on board the plane. The government is awarding big federal contracts for emergency shelters for unaccompanied children who recently crossed the border from Mexico. This is AP News. 60 years after Alan Shepard became the first American in space, everyday people are now in line to follow in his galactic footsteps.
The liftoff and the clock has started.
On May 5th, 1961, Shepard rocketed from Cape Canaveral.
What a beautiful view.
Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company is opening ticket sales today for short hops from Texas launched by a rocket named New Shepard. Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic aims to kick off tourist flights next year.
We welcome you back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX. For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you have earned 68 million miles on this voyage.
That's a lot of frequent flyer miles, and that's how the latest crew of astronauts were greeted by NASA when they returned to Earth Sunday. Elon Musk's SpaceX will use the same capsule to launch a billionaire in September, along with a pair of contest winners and a hospital worker. I'm Julie Walker.
Alan Shepard went to space in a 15-minute flight in 1961. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.